A report card on Craig Fuller's first year from attendees at AOPA Summit. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. When Aero News and Aero TV cover a general aviation event, there's always a long list of new gadgets to see and movers and shakers to interview, but we also try to get out on the floor and just talk to attendees about the state of general aviation. At last month's AOPA Summit in Tampa, one of the questions we posed to folks on the floor was, as we near the end of new AOPA President Craig Fuller's first year, how are he and AOPA doing?
Okay. Well, it took a little bit of time to get used to Craig being the president because we were so used to the previous president. He was there so long, Phil Boyer. I think Craig is looking at things, trying to see how he could reinvigorate general aviation. He's doing some big battles that need to be waged for general aviation because, you know, there's a lot of mud thrown at people that have small airports, that have airplanes, use airplanes for business, and it's a shame that that sort of thing has gone on, and I like the effort that everyone's putting in to try to get the positive light, the real story out to people about general aviation.
Well, I haven't really been following Craig very much, but he seems to be a very viable president this time, and he's definitely stepped into the role at a very opportune time for the AOPA membership.
Hard to say. I haven't seen much difference right now. I kind of feel that it's they're selling out. The general aviation, mainly the piston engine aircraft owners, to the corporate jet people. They're using our political clout to keep them from paying their fair share when it comes to flying. That's what it seems like the agenda is.
So far, so good. I'm impressed. Things seem to be going pretty well for me, and the whole push on general aviation and promoting general aviation, I think it's a good thrust. And important.
I think it's going along just great. I think he's done a lot for the organization, and I'm glad he's in right now.
Well, I think they're moving in a good direction, honestly. They're trying to get young people involved with the organization, which is the lifeblood of any organization like this. And I can see that in walking around the convention hall. And since I rejoined the organization, I've noticed a kind of a fresh approach to the AOPA, especially the way they call this the summit. And that's why I flew in to Peter and Knight Airport right down the street here and got a bus and came on over to be a part of the convention here today.
I think he's done some pretty good stuff. I think this is the first summit that has been instituted. So I think it's he's taken it a lot forward than it already is. I think, personally, one of the reasons I joined AOP is the support structure that they have in place in terms of I always do online courses. I'm always kept current of what's going on in the aviation community. And I'm always, like, increasing my pilot, I guess, knowledge and acumen. So that's one of the main reasons I think AOP is a good organization and they continue to grow and continue to do great things like this conference.
I really can't tell any difference. I think everything seems to be rolling along.
I'm hoping that it's good. I mean, everything that I've seen indicates it's good. I think the entire aviation market's down right now because of the economy, but a little disappointed with the attendance here. Looks like it's off quite a bit.
I think we're headed in the right direction. I think general aviation needs somebody young, ready to take over and move forward with everything that we've got going forward.
I think it's great. I've been a member for going on 6 years now. And every year I learn something new about products and stuff they're coming out with. So lately I've been getting into the Air Safety Foundation online courses, which have been great. And he's doing a lot, getting politically active, on that scene, trying to protect us from the user fees. So that's something, I'm not well read on that whole concept, but since he's been in office, they've been publishing with the whole GA for America. I've been reading up on that, trying to get a little more knowledgeable. So
I've been a member since 2002. And I've been a pilot for a year. So, but as far as the two presidents go, Phil Boyer and Craig Fuller, I think Craig Fuller's doing a good job so far. He's addressing some of the potential problems such as user fees and the growing cost of aviation well. and he sees that it's a potential problem, and he's trying to address it, trying to get as many people involved as he can.
In a moment, a few attendees comment on the recent bashing of general aviation and politics in the media. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. We're hearing comments from attendees on the floor of last month's AOPA summit in Tampa, Florida. Next question, what's your impression of the recent treatment of GA by politicians and the media?
I try to respond positively if people are being negative about general aviation that don't maybe understand how it works or the benefits of it. I try to state some of the benefits. I haven't had too many experiences like that, but usually the media tends to take a negative side, not just aviation, but all sorts of news. So whenever I can, I just try to put in a good word for it and, you know, say I'm a pilot and, you know, it's really helped me personally.
The media is they don't get it right all the time, and that's a case they didn't get it right. So I think that was just sort of a bad rap for GA.
Well, I don't like it. I think there's other avenues that maybe big media like that can try to help us solve the problems than just making it a big issue. That's really all I have to say about that.
I don't think we're getting enough coverage. I don't think we're getting enough positive coverage. The only time you ever get seen to get coverage is when there's a plane crash. And I tell people, you're driving on the roads are probably more dangerous in your daily commute than what I do when I'm commuting, going to my job, going over to Jacksonville or going down to the Keys or going up to Asheville or to New Orleans or down to Eleuthera. You're taking much more of a risk in your daily commute than I do. But getting that word out is so difficult because every little plane crash, no matter how minor it is, gets complete media coverage, and that's wrong. We need a positive media presentation for general aviation. And I don't know how to do it, but you ask my opinion, and I'm giving it to you.
I think it's been disgraceful. I think it's been one-sided, uninformed people, uneducated people. I think it's almost like buzzards flying over a carcass, and that it's they're not listening to the facts. They're not understanding that there's a real purpose for aviation, that businesses thrive because they have general aviation and corporate jets. But unfortunately, a couple of big wigs from Detroit started the smear campaign started because of their flying in begging for money in corporate jets. So, unfortunately, people don't understand there's a real purpose for it, and that a lot of people rely on small airplanes to get from point A to point B because they don't have transportation otherwise.
I think it may be due to the Obama administration. I don't approve of that. I think general aviation is something that we need here in the United States. It's part of our freedom, and we should always have it and not be controlled like it is in Europe and other countries.
Well, I've been flying since 1974, and it's been pretty continuous. It looks like when they look like they want to pick on someone, they're going to pick on general aviation before they go after the airlines or some of the other problems.
I've been sickened by some of them, absolutely, especially this blatant propaganda piece in the, what do they call, the Nation's comic book, that newspaper, the USA Today. I mean, that was like just blatant propaganda for the commercial airlines.
If you're at a major aviation event in the coming months and you see someone with a mic or camera headed your way, you're about to get a chance to participate in one of our informal surveys. We hope you'll enjoy the opportunity to be a part of one of these segments in the future. The comments you heard today were from attendees at last month's AOPA Summit in Tampa, Florida. Find out more about the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association at www.aopa.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.